Om Shanti and good day. Today we are very fortunate to have Dr. Sachin with us. He's a double doctor. He's an intensivist. This is a new word I learned today. It means one who is in charge of an ICU unit in a hospital. And secondly, he is a physician and he takes care of the patients at Global Hospital. With regards to knowledge, he presents knowledge in a very clear way that souls can understand it. And in terms of yoga, his speciality is getting into the depths of tapasya. And collectively, he likes to use this energy of tapasya to serve the world. And he often uses this word sakash. So spreading the sakash to places where they are needed. And so he brings together the aspect of spirituality and science in a very beautiful way. So let's welcome Dr. Sachin with a wave, a wonder and wave. And today you'll be exploring the topic of the newness within. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We'll begin today's session with a very short meditation. So all of you, please sit alert. I would like to call this a diamond meditation. All of you have heard today's Avyakta Murli. So this meditation would be based on today morning's Avyakta Murli. So, let's start. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am a luminous point of light. Gradually, I'm feeling myself the consciousness of this body is going away. I am a radiant star. I'm feeling the radiance of this star throughout my body. I am a sparkling diamond. I see myself as a radiant diamond shining spreading out light everywhere. No dust can ever come near me. I am a flawless diamond completely stainless, pure. I feel the vibrations of purity within me. The sacredness. flawless diamond. Full of truth, I am a real diamond. All the stains and marks of falsehood are washed away. A divine light is flooding me. Today, I got to know my worth. I am such a priceless diamond, beyond value. I am the one who always stays in the cottage of happiness, number one diamond. Emitting out peace, purity, and happiness. Now, I drop this body here and assume an angelic body and moving away from this world. Gradually traveling up beyond this temporal world. I see myself in this other world. I see Brahma Baba in the form of Santa Claus. Oh, what a joy! What a blissful moment when see and behold what gifts he has brought for me. And I'm experiencing a deep sense of happiness. A newfangled joy. He is giving me three gifts, and I see they are three diamonds. The first gift is the gift of this diamond-like confluence age. Second gift is this Brahmin diamond-like life, and the third gift is this beautiful diamond-like meeting with God. I got these three diamonds. And with a sense of fulfillment, I, the angel, taking Bhaktada's drishti, now I come down gradually back into this body, diamond like confidence age, this diamond like life, and this diamond like valuable meeting, and I myself a shining resplendent diamond. Om Shanti. Few years back in 2007, and to be specific, 12th January 2007, there was a social experiment, Washington DC social experiment. It was done by a columnist, and in that experiment, a very well-renowned musician, he changed his dress, he came to the Washington metro station early in the morning, and he sat there playing his violin. It was the rush hour, and he appeared there as a street player, busker, and he played there for about 45 minutes. The entire event was videotaped, and it was noted how many people passed by that road where this violinist was playing. And at the end of 45 minutes, they found out about 1,097 people passed by. Out of them, 7 people stopped to see what was being played. Out of them, one person recognized who this player is. And that player was no ordinary person. He was the greatest musician of this century, the greatest violinist, Bell Joshua Bell. Just 3 days before, in Boston, he had a concert where each seat was about $300. And while playing here in DC Metro, he earned $30. And he was playing with a violin of about 3.5 million worth. So this experiment was conducted. 3 days before, people were rushing to listen to this man. And here, this morning, he was in a very different dress, a very ordinary dress, and he was playing the same violin, but people had no time to listen to him. People could not even recognize, out of the 1,097 people who passed by, only 7 of them stopped. It is videotaped, everything. First minute what happened, fourth minute what happened, everything. And the conclusion of that experiment was that this is the state of modern man. We do not recognize, we do not perceive the beauty which is around us. If it is presented to us in an ordinary manner, we do not have the power to recognize the melody which is being played around us. Because every man somewhere is busy in his own mind, thinking of the past, thinking of the worries of the future, or something or other thing. He has no time to wait, no time to stop. What is this life full of care? We have no time to stand and stare, no time to stand beneath the bough and stare as long as sheep and cow. A poor life this is, full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. W.H. Davis says in his poem, this is the state of the modern man. He has no time. He is busy with something or other in his own mind, busy with all that is old, busy with all that is dull and busy with all that is drab. And that sense of freshness, that breath of freshness is lost. And we need that newness. And we need that freshness. And we need that creativity to come out of that cobweb of the old, cobweb of the materialistic, worldly life. All of us have become Baba's children. We have got a new birth, a new life. But in this new life also, it has been seen that doing the same thing again and again, again and again, again and again, a sort of dullness comes. Doing the same long drawn out work or service, sometimes a sense of ordinariness comes. What can we do so that we jump back into this liveliness? What can we do so that we come back to that animated form of life? So in today's class, we are going to discuss this topic, creating newness in life or newness within us. When we look at Brahmin life, we need newness in three things. Before I enter into this discussion, when I say newness, what do I understand by newness? Newness means three things to me. One is transformation. Second is getting rid of the old. And third is creativity. What it is to be creative, what it is to have newness, it doesn't mean that everybody should become a singer or a painter or a dancer. No, it's not about that. It's about doing everything with a sense of newness, is to bring that innovation, those innovative tendency ideas within the mind. So basically, we need newness in this Brahmin life in three things. One is Jnana, second is Yoga, and third is Service. So in this class, we are going to discuss about 108 different ideas, 66 different ways of churning knowledge, 16 different ways of doing service, and 26 different ways of doing yoga. So all of you are ready for this? This is going to be a very interesting session, because I'm not just going to speak, and since I was given this topic, creating newness, I thought let me begin with myself, and I've prepared this presentation just to bring newness. So, we are also going to distribute you some pamphlet after some time, so that will stay with you for a long time. So, let's begin. So, as I said, we are going to do 66 Murli churning methods, 26 alphabet yoga, and 26 newness in service. We all listen to Murli every day. And today morning also, we listen to this Murli, the harm done by thinking about others and looking at others. So this is the Murli in front of me, 4 pages. And now we are going to discuss this Murli, each and every aspect of it, in different ways. Every day we go to center, we listen Murli, or sometimes we are at home, we listen Murli, sometimes we are traveling and then we listen to Murli. We try to understand, we make notes. Can there be a novel approach to understand this Murli? In Pandavan, we have a small group, and every day we sit together, and we have been doing this different methods of Murli churning maybe from last 6 to 8 months, or even more than that. Every Saturday, about 7 to 8 Brahmin souls study Murli, Sundays of Vikta Murli, in different manners. And then they narrate their journeys. So today also, this is what we are going to do. Okay? You need not to write, because I am going to give you this paper later on. So let's start. Because we want to create newness within, and the first newness starts with understanding knowledge. Knowledge is not about listening and writing, it's about something more. It's Baba always says to enter deep within the ocean and collect pearls, the diamonds. So let's begin. What are the different ways in which we can churn Murli? This is the first method of Murli churning. This is known as answer churning method. What is this answer churning method? Every day's Murli, you have one question. Okay? Don't look at the answer. Try to think what the answer could be. For example, in today's Murli, at the last, there is one question. What you should do so that you don't feel depressed, disheartened. All of you have heard this Murli. So what is the answer Baba gave? Yeah? When you think of yourself as a Shiv Shakti, when you think that you are not an ordinary soul, but God is combined with me, when you are combined in such a manner, you will never become weak, you will never have loneliness. This is the answer given in the Murli. But then, you are not going to see the answer. You just look at the question and then try to think what the answer could be. What are the ways I should not feel depressed or lonely? Baba said, when you think of yourself as a Shiv Shakti, as combined form with God. I often give the example of Jesus. Jesus was asked, who are you? He says, I am Son of God. At some other place, in some other chapter of Bible, he was asked, accepted that you are Son of God, but what is your relationship with him? He says, my Father is in me and I am in my Father. A step ahead. At other place he was asked, but tell us exactly who is your Father and who are you? And he says, my Father and I are one. So these are the three stages. I am Son of God. You go ahead. And you feel God is with you. He is within me and I am within him. And at the end you say, he and I are one. So this is the combined stage where soul feels that Supreme Soul is merged. You are merged in that ocean. The river feels the river has become ocean. So this is the first method. What is that? Answer churning method. Don't look at the answer. Just read the question and try to think what answer could be. So this is from today's Murli. Let's come to second method. This is known as Antakshari method. This is more applicable to those who know Hindi. I don't know, it can also be done in English. But this method is about two groups who would be sitting. And one group would recite one song of the Gyan. Might be the topic you can take from the Murli. And the end of that, the last alphabet where the song ends, from there the other group would start the song. So it's a sort of pastime which is, in India it's played quite during marriages or during traveling, commuting and all other places. So this is also one of the very good method of revising Murli, where two groups would be there and they would revise the Murli, that all the songs related to the Murli should come. So we'll come back to this after some time. This is third method, asking others method. Whatever Murli you heard in the morning, throughout the day, whenever you meet somebody, rather than discussing all the worthless things of the world, rather than discussing all those things which are of no use, rather than just giving to gossiping, it's better to have this discussion. You can ask when you meet anybody, do you remember today's slogan? Can you tell me today's morning's blessing? Can you tell me what was today morning's question? And what was the answer? What was the essence of today's Murli? Did you understand the meaning of this word which has come in the Murli today? For example, in today's Murli, there is one word, Jhatku. It's a Hindi word, but it's not even Hindi. I don't know which language it belonged to. But Baba has used that word at one place, that you have to become Jhatku, means the one who sacrifices at one stroke to die alive in 1 second. So that's a new word. So whenever a new word is there, whenever you meet somebody, it's such a good thing that you ask each other what Baba said in today's Murli. What was today's blessing? Did you understand today's blessing? This is the problem with me. I have not understood this word, or the word I have understood, but the exactly what is the real meaning or connotation of that word I have not understood. So you can have this discussion. So this is the third method. Then we'll go audio method. This is the audio method of Murli is, you read Murli and you record it. And later on, you go for a long walk and you listen the Murli in your own voice. This is best for those people who are trying to learn Hindi or trying to learn English. If you are trying to learn Hindi, you are not very good at it. Yes, you can of course speak it out, narrate to yourself and record it, and then you listen it later on. So this is one of the methods of Murli churning. So this is known as audio method. This will help you improve your pronunciations. Also, you will get to read them properly. This is the fifth method, bizarre method. Actually, we have been taught that whenever we have a Murli in hand, we always begin from the first. But there is one method, you can go anywhere in between. You can take up any word, anything from anywhere and start reading from there. Sometimes you go start from slogan, sometimes you start from blessing, sometimes you start from behind. So that it should not become a commonplace affair. Every day, you know what Baba is going to say. Father has come, He is the purifier, you have to go back home. And you have to burn all your sins. And you have to remember Father. The same thing again and again, we have been listening and it has stopped having any effect on us. So how better it would be, how nice it would be if you go anywhere. In between, just pick up one sentence from there and stop and think about it. So this is known as bizarre method. Other is brainstorming. For this, two or three people are needed. What is brainstorming? You can see here, this is one person, okay? It is the best method of listening Murli. Whenever you are listening Murli, you start from, make a point in between, and then from there make arrows. Take one topic, for example, the topic is self-respect. For example, today's topic is Parachintan and Pardarshan. Thinking about others and seeing others. That is the topic, you have written that in between. Now, as you start listening to Murli, start making arrows. Start making such a diagram. So this is known as brainstorming method. Once you made it, okay, now this is actually mind mapping. Once you made that, then you sit together and discuss that topic out. And it will be a random discussion. Such a random discussion that new things will come out. For example, the topic is Parachintan. So, if suppose five people are sitting, they will tell so many new things and one person at the same time can make this chart. So, this is known as brainstorming method. This is a very big topic. Mind mastering also it is also known as thought shower. This method is known as thought showering. Lot of work has been done by Napoleon Hill on this, how to grow rich. This concept has come after that book. So brainstorming, for that two people should sit together and start discussing at random and think of what are the new ideas. For example, in today's Murli, Baba said you need to stop this seeing others and looking at others, thinking of others. So what are the harms that can happen? And random discussion. So this is the sixth method. Next is the catchy version method. What is catchy version method? Each and every Murli, you will have one very powerful statement. One statement would be very powerful, or two statements which are just very catchy. You cannot afford to miss them. You have to know them. So you just note down those catchy versions. In today's Murli, at one place, Baba said, you should not become the embodiment of Ramayana. Because Ramayana is all about seeing others and thinking of others. What you have to become? The embodiment of Gita. Gita is Swadarshan and Swachintan, thinking about oneself and seeing oneself. So you will find such very strong statements in Murli which you have to just pick up and remember them forever. So this is known as catchy version method. Next is contrast method. In each and every Murli you will see contrast. Baba is always giving contrast. This happens in Gyan, this happens in Bhakti. For example, in today's Murli, Baba said, in the path of Bhakti, you are being worshipped. Your idol is kept up, it's not kept down. Here you cannot say that nobody is giving me regard. You have to stay, know your regard, then only others will give you regard. Otherwise they will not give you regard. And your memorial of this is shown in the path of Bhakti. In the Bhakti they show the idol of the deity is kept up. It's not kept on the floor. So this is a contrast Baba has given. Also Baba has given, you all are diamonds. Baba said what? You all are diamonds. So now Baba has given a contrast. So within your mind you should start thinking, what is the contrast? Those diamonds and this diamond. That diamond is very hard. Those diamonds have a very high melting point and very high boiling point. Those diamonds are transparent. Am I transparent in my life? Am I hard? Those diamonds have molecular bonding. Do I have a sort of bonding with all? You can compare anyway. Just think of all the properties of that diamond. That diamond has property of fluorescence, emitting different lights. Do I emit different lights? Those diamonds are octahedral. 8 things, crystals they are made up of inside. Do I have all the 8 powers? So this is a contrast. Baba has said, you are diamonds, you are valuable diamonds, you are shining diamond, you are flawless diamond, no dust and no stain should come near you. So keep on thinking. So this is, when we make a contrast, we keep ourselves busy. A mind stays busy, and that's why we don't have, a mind doesn't go towards waste thinking. Otherwise we keep on, so many waste is around. It's best to engage the mind in thinking about Gyan rather than all other worldly things. So this is known as contrast method. Also Baba has given a beautiful contrast today. Once upon a time when it was golden age, your palaces were made up of diamonds, and now look what you have become. They are made up of buildings of stones and pebbles. Contrast. What was your life before becoming Baba's child and what it is now? Contrast. What you Brahmins do and what those Brahmins do, contrast. What happens in the path of Bhakti and what happens in the path of knowledge, contrast. What is this Gita and what is that Gita? What is the real Ramayana and what is that Ramayana? Contrast. So this method you can use in everyday's Murli. Take out 7 contrast like that. You can give yourself homework that from today's Murli I will take out 7 contrast. So that will help you. So this is known as contrast method. Then there is something known as debate method. We have done lot many debates in our morning session there. 2 groups we formed, and for example one group was speaking for songs and poems are very much necessary in Gyan and Yoga. Other group was talking against it. No, songs are not at all necessary. Baba, yesterday only Baba said you have to go beyond sound. So what is the need of this poems and what is the need of songs? So you can have two groups and they would take one topic from Murli and they would debate. For example, another topic could be, we have done a lot many debates like that, Brahma Baba. Some Murli Baba said you have to remember Brahma, otherwise Shiva Baba will not accept your remembrance. Other Murli Baba say, no, you have to remember only him. Even Brahma you should not remember. So 2 groups. These are for healthy discussions. Okay? So this is known as debate method. Next is dialogue method. Those who are good writers, they can do this. You select 2 characters. For example, you can construct a dialogue between 2 characters. For example, from today's Murli, one person who is a stainless, who is a flawless diamond, another person who is a diamond with stains. Because why stains? Because that person is looking at others and thinking of others. So these are the 2 characters. Now you construct a dialogue between them. What happens? So this will help you stimulate. You are as if writing a play. So you become a writer here. So you have to construct a dialogue. Then another is drama. Yesterday only, on this Murli only, in our group, four people did a very beautiful drama on this. You can have a skit or play on Murli. But for that you need a lot of creativity. You can have to think what skit can be prepared from this Murli. But that once it is done, it helps you in churning that knowledge so much. So this is known as drama method of churning Murli. Another is essay. Take any topic, for example, from today's Murli, you have come here so that you get polishing here. Baba said, you have come here for polishing. So what is spiritual polish? What are the ways of spiritual polishing? Take this topic and start writing. Baba said, at one place you are worship worthy souls. What is worship worthy soul? What I should do to become a worship worthy soul? Take a topic and start writing on it. Essence method. What is the essence of today's Murli? Okay, Baba has said, do this, do that, do this, do that. So many things he tells. But what is the essence and what I got from it? What I understood from today's Murli? So this is known as essence method. At least two or three essence. Not those essence which are written in the Murli. Every day Sakar Murli, you will find 2 points there. Forget that. You think your own. What is the essence of this Murli? What is the crux of this Murli? What is the gist of entire Murli? And what I need to understand. Now what are the examples? This is known as example method. What are the examples Baba gave in today's Murli? Each and every Murli, God talks in terms of examples, parables. All the greatest teachers of the world, they all talked in terms of example. They try to explain their things with the example. Today's Murli, Baba has given an example. Just as if there is a fire around everywhere and there is one cool place, everybody rushes there. In the similar manner, you have to become Shanti Kund, the place of peace, so that whenever there would be upheaval around, they all will come to you. So this is an example of the world. Baba has given yet another example, this Jhatku, to sacrifice as one stroke. Baba has said there are some people who die and then they get up from funeral and they walk. Even this happens in the world. Baba has given this. This is an example from the world. So you pick up all the examples he has given. He is such a master teacher that he wants to explain his formless idea by making worldly things as pegs over which he hangs his ideas. So what are the examples from today's Murli? Just churn on this. So this is known as example method. Next is experience method. Try to experience some deep point of today's Murli. For example, Baba said at one place you should have all relationships with me. The moment you try to have relationships with others, you will remember that thing in yoga. It could be jewelry, it could be person, it could be relative, it could be grandchildren, anything. You will start remembering all those to whom you are attached. So, have experience, a deep experience. Just sit down and whilst listening to Murli or even after that, just take up one point. For example, Baba said you have to become destroyer of attachment and embodiment of awareness. Nashto moha smriti labda. Have I become that? Try to experience that within you. Each Murli, we should have some points of experience. So this is the 15th method. Next is extracting new points or new dharana points. What is the newest point that I got to know from today's Murli? Every day's points are there, but there is some newness, some new point is there hidden. So what is that new point? And which is very much for me from today's Murli. This is like you start churning. Whilst going to Murli or even before reading Murli, just sit with this. At least I will write down 5 new things. When you have a goal, automatically new things you will catch. Otherwise they come and they go away. The beauty is around us, just as I gave the example at the onset. The beauty is along, it is being played, but people came and they just walked away. They had no time. And the same person, when he was playing in a concert in Boston, Joshua Bell, that time everybody came there, everybody paid so highly to listen to him. So extracting new points. Third, fill in the blank method. You can have from every day's Murli 10 questions, you can have fill in the blanks. This is a good exercise. Those who are teachers, they can make every day's questions and they can ask during their morning session. Or you can prepare for yourself only. Whilst your first reading of the Murli, just write some statement and fill and leave some spaces blank. So that, see in the afternoon, do you remember? This will help you in churning. So another is five age method. What did Baba talk about golden age today, about confluence age today? Is there any mention of iron age or silver age? And if yes, what was the detail about that? So this is known as five age method. Then there is something which is known as four subjects method. You divide the Murli in four subjects, that I think most of you know it. Gyan and yoga and dharana and service. What are the points related to service? Like in today's Murli, Baba, and whilst meeting with the parties, many people, mothers told Baba, people don't listen to us, my husband doesn't listen, children doesn't listen, children don't listen, what should I do? So Baba has given some ways. So you divide that thing. So this will come in Gyan and this will come in yoga, some yoga experiment and some points for dharana and so on. Then Geet method. Geet is song. If you are a singer, even if you are not, make an effort at least to write, to compose a song from Murli. That song should contain all the points of the Murli. And if you are a singer, you can even sing it to yourself. Okay? So this is, then there is something which is known as Google picture method. Google picture is method means, see, when we see picture, it creates better impression in the mind. So just open Google images, write diamond there, and see all the diamonds. Just write God's love and you see all the pictures related to God's love. Anything, whatever those points come in the Murli, deity, right there. And you see the picture of deity. So this is known as Google picture method. Highlight method. This is very simple. You sit with a sketch pen, okay, or a highlighter, and you just mark the important words or lines or sentences. This will help you. Homework method. What is the homework from today's Murli? What is the homework from today's Murli? So you can take out the homework, like for example, from today's Murli, what are the ways to get rid of Parchintan and Pardarshan? What can I do? Is it still with me? You can take out today morning session only in Panda Bhavan, about 12 different questions were taken out and they were as a homework given to all. Then there is something known as interview method. You can have an interview. You can interview some character of the Murli. For example, that character may be an inanimate object. Like you are interviewing a soul who is a flawless diamond. Interview him and see what his response is. This is a creative activity which should go on within your mind. So this is known as interview. Intoxicating points method. Which point from today's Murli was too intoxicating? You know, one Murli starts with the line, today the ocean of knowledge has come near rivers of knowledge to take bath. That was the starting of one Murli. The ocean of knowledge has come today to all the rivers of knowledge to have a dip or to take bath. Some statements are very intoxicating. Today's Murli also Baba said, whilst in that question, 1,000 arms, Father is with you. So you should be ever in enthusiasm and zeal and zest. So this is known as intoxicating point method. Then there is something known as joke method. Baba cracks nice jokes in many Murlis. Something very entertaining. Something that just makes you giggle the moment you hear it. All of you have that experience. There are, each and every Murli has some entertaining line. So, a joke method. So that is known as, what are the very witty things Baba said in today's Murli. Like in today's he said, you should not become like Ramayana. You are very expert at that. You have to become an embodied, you should rather narrate Gita rather than becoming a practical form of Ramayana. Don't do that. Then this is the 27th method. You should have all these questions within you. Where, how, why, when, how, what. This is a method. When, you, where, who, where. Where means confluence age. How? How means God is coming on earth. Why? Because now it is confluence age and the world is in the stage of depravity. When? Now? Who? God? And who? I? Everything, all these questions related to that. You sit with this listening to the Murli. Language method. What are the different languages Baba used in today's Murli? Hindi, English, Sanskrit, Punjabi, Gujarati, Marathi. You know, in one Murli, at least 4 or 5 languages come. 4 or 5 different languages in one Murli. If you study in detail, you will find this, like the word barobar. This is not a Hindi word, but it is a Marathi or Gujarati word. But it comes on again and again. So many different languages. Just search those languages and enjoy the Murli. Next is link method. Try to link the entire Murli and make it just as a one thing. Like today's Murli, we had a morning class where we discussed 10 different types of spiritual polishes, Baba said. Baba said in the Murli that you have to polish the diamond. You have come here for polishing. So what are the different ways? So this entire Murli can be converted into one thing. Just try to link each and every point. This is known as law of association. So that you can remember well. Other is love. What are the points Baba talked which were suffused with love? The moment you listen to those points, you are filled with God's love. What were those points? So, love-related point. So, this is known as love point method. Then there is something known as memorization. There are some statements which are very strong that you need to memorize them. Because they are going to help you during times of upheaval. And they are so strong statements that you cannot afford to forget them just. So, try to memorize few things. People say, why to memorize? Because you know, memorizing is also a very good activity. It's a mental activity. It's a mental drill. Suppose, imagine that you have to give a class or you have to tell somebody today's blessing. So definitely you are going to reread it multiple times. So you will try to commit it to memory. That is known as memorizing method. Okay? Memorization. Then is a mental movie. Mental movie means you create a mental picture in front of your eyes. And that is not just picturization, but a movie is created. And you hear it. You hear those characters moving around. It's more of visualization. All the success is first in the mind. You first visualize. Yes, it has happened. You see, suppose you have to become an angel. You see yourself that you have become an angel and you are moving around. A visualization. Many sports people use this. Then, this is what I was talking when I was discussing brainstorming, mind mapping. This is the best method of Murli listening. Whilst you sit in Murli class, sit with a plain paper and start writing everything in this manner. All the related points will go like this, the way it is shown here. So this is known as mind mapping method. Other is play method. You can create a play here, poem you can have. Prediction, what are the different predictions Baba made in today's Murli? Baba has said many times, a day will come, such and such thing happen. A day will come, all the messengers will come to listen knowledge from you. So this is known as prediction method. We'll go a little faster. Question methods. Make few questions from today's Murli. Your first reading should consist of just making questions. So that you keep the Murli aside later on and you sit with those questions and start churning on them. Start thinking on them. What is this? What is that? That should go on within you. Like for today's example, Baba said to teachers, you have to become tapasvi mood. You have to become an embodiment of tapasya. Your place should become a tapasya kund. So that anybody who comes there should become a tapasvi. Tapasya is a light. And the moths who come here, they will become tapasvi. So this is the Murli Baba said. But how to become tapasvi? What are the ways to become tapasvi? Why did Baba say this? These are the questions. So make at least 12 questions from every day's Murli. Not the question which is already in the Murli. In Sakar Murli already questions are there. But then you can have new questions. So that throughout the day, whilst waiting for somebody, while you are not having any job or you are cooking, think of those questions so that you can have an answer. Other is reading aloud method. The more the senses are involved, the more we can remember. Take the Murli and when nobody is around, read it aloud. Or go in the company of nature and read it aloud. That's very good method. Other is reading and rereading method. One reading is not enough to understand this. You have to read and read and reread and reread and reread. Then only you can understand one line of it. It's not so simple that we just read it or hear it once and we remember. No, to understand, to go into the depth of it, we have to read it multiple times. Then only you can have some imbibition of that. Other is relationship method. Suppose I tell you that you have to see what Baba is saying as a Santa Claus, Brahma Baba, through this Murli. So you will have to find out all the gifts that Baba has given through this Murli. So relationship, a different relationship. If he is your driver, what he is telling as a driver. If he is your bodyguard, what he is telling as a bodyguard. If he is your gardener, what he is telling as a gardener. So you can have all relationships with him. And try to experience that today Baba has come as teacher. Like this Murli Baba said, narrated for 12 hours. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And he is telling at the end, Baba today is a seed of the cycle or the seed of the tree. And he is a teacher. He is blessing you, congratulating you, making this line of fortune great. So, all relations. Then it's sentence method, which is the most powerful sentence. And you take any sentence and start churning about it. Any sentence, randomly. And start churning. That is known as sentence method. Other is self-checking method. What are the checking points? Checklist from today's Murli. Take out all the checking points from everyday's Murli. At least 5 checking points. Then, scheming and scanning method. You just scan through the Murli. If you have no time and you are in hurry, just see one or two things and just keep that in mind. And if you are going on a journey and you don't have the Murli or you don't have mobile, just you saw it once and then you start thinking about it. This is a very good practice whilst going to Abu Road. You just see the Murli and then sitting in the car or bus, take that one sentence and by the time you reach Shantivan, you have so many points. Rather than wasting your time in talking and looking here and there. This is the best thing. Then song searching method. We have thousands and thousands of Hindi songs. I don't know, English songs are also there. But if suppose Baba is talking on Parachintan, is there any song related to Parachintan and Paradarshan? Search those songs. Then speech method. Prepare a speech. All dadis are sitting on the dais. And you have to say this entire Murli in the form of speech. So what you will speak? So that is known as speech method. Then there is something known as spiritual tour method. Start a spiritual tour. This is sort of you are converting entire Murli into yoga. So spiritual tour. Going from one topic to another topic. Going the moment you see, heard Satyug or Golden Age, think of you are there and then you start your journey. Then it's stop in between method. This is a reading method. Whilst reading, just stop for some time. Don't be in a hurry. Read one paragraph and stop and think. Then read another paragraph, stop, think and then go. Sorry, that is story method there. S-T-U-R-Y. Sparing mistakes. Story. What are the stories Baba told in today's Murli? Or what are the stories related to this Murli? So that is known as story method. Then Swaman method. What are the self-respect Baba has given in today's Murli? Make a list of that. Like from today's Murli, I am a diamond soul. I am a worship-worthy soul. I am a tapasvi soul. I am a shanti kund. These are the different somans Baba has given. Text to drill method. Convert this entire Murli a yoga commentary. And your commentary should include all the points of this Murli. Every Murli, maybe you can take blessing and convert it into a drill. Then topic methods. What are the different topics? For speech or for understanding, for comprehension, for churning. What are the different topics from? Just collect topics and leave aside the entire Murli. And start thinking about it. So that is known as topic method. Then something which is known as ubiquitous method. Ubiquitous means everywhere. Which is found everywhere. What are those points which come every day? But we never noticed. But today, for the first time, I noticed it in a very different perspective. For example, Baba has come to, the purifier has come to purify you. Every day we hear this. But one day suddenly you feel, this is for me. I have to become that stainless diamond. So this point is for me. Those points coming every day. But today, suddenly you understood them in a different context. Then is visualization. Just as I told mental movie, this is also another way. You visualize the complete Murli. You see it in your mind's eye. So that is known as visualization method. Then something which is known as warning method. There are Murlis where Baba warns you, don't do this. Don't do this. If you do this, this will happen. So what are those points? Then there is a word method. Take any random word from the Murli and start thinking about it. Any word. What is the meaning of it? Why it is used? What is the connotation of it? What is the deeper meaning of that? Anything. Then something which is known as from Z. X, Zenium. Zenium is gift. What gifts Baba has given through today's Murli. Then these are the last three. Yojana. Yojana is a Hindi word which means planning. What are the plans for service Baba has told, or what planning I have to make for my Purusharth or my yoga from this Murli. Make some planning. This Murli, every day it comes, it should not go, just go like this. At least you should make some plan. Then yukti searching methods. Baba tells you some yuktis. If you have any problem in life, the answer of that is in the Murli. Murli is such an encyclopedia. It's a spiritual Google. You type anything and things come. So what are the yuktis? And last is zeal point method. Zeal means enthusiasm. What are those points in today's Murli? They will fill me with enthusiasm. So these are the 66. The brother will give you this, and this will help you. I have made the copies of this. You can keep them with you, and before reading every Murli or listening to every Murli, try to recall some of the method. Every day take one method. Okay? For example, you took example method. So what are all the examples Baba has given in today's Murli? Think on that. So these are the 66 methods about Murli churning. When you remain busy in churning Murli, no other extraneous thoughts, no waste thoughts, negative thoughts will ever enter you. You will be always elevated, always filled with enthusiasm and love and joy. Next is newness in yoga. So this is also, we had done this sort of workshop long back. Rather than sitting every day and doing the same yoga, same meditation, have some newness. So what is the newness? This is the newness from A to Z. What? Before sitting for Amrit Vela Yoga, have a new aim. That today I want to experience angelic stage. Second, take a new blessing from Father. Not that same every day you are taking, may you be this, may you be that. Take a new blessing. Like today morning's blessing is, today Baba said, you be a valuable diamond. Number one diamond. You be a shining diamond, a flawless diamond, a real diamond. So this is a new blessing. Take this and start your yoga with this. New conversation with Father. Not every day talking the same routine stuff. Have some new chat with Him. New dress. Wear sometimes angelic dress, sometimes any dress, whatever you want. Take new energy from Him. Have new form of yoga. Take new guidance. He is the best guide. Rather than going from pillar to post and seeking help from people, go to Him. He will give you the newest and the best guidance ever. New healing. If you are suffering from some bodily pain, illness, disease, long-standing malady, and doctors are giving you treatment, but is not He the best doctor? Let Him keep His hand on your head or that part where there is a pain, and you will have spiritual healing. So, new healing at Amrit Vela or during yoga. Take new insight. Have a new journey. Go to the new kingdom where we are about to go. Use some new language. If you are doing yoga in Hindi, start doing it in English. If you are doing it in English, try your hand at doing it in Hindi. Is it not a good idea? Start talking with Baba in Hindi. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. What is His response? Use new language while talking with you. Don't use the same your mother tongue every day. Some new language. You might not know, but Baba, as you know, He catches the vibrations of your feelings. Not the words. Words are left behind. So use new language. Have new makeup. Imagine that He is giving you Taj, Takht and Tilak. He is decorating you. He is giving you that crown, that throne. He is giving you tilak. So he is making a makeup. Have new intoxication. Nasha is intoxication in English. New opportunity. Think of, see this golden opportunity I got for doing yoga in this Amrit Vela time. Have a new pledge. Take a new pledge. Today is a new day. Today I am in front of Baba, and today and now New Year is also coming. So everybody should do that. A new pledge for New Year, for Christmas, for everything, for new day. Every day is new for that matter. Then new questions. Before sitting, if suppose there is some problem in life and that is absolutely disturbing you, have that question and then sit in yoga. And with the goal that at the end Baba will give you the answer. So that is new question. New relationship. New self-respect, new thank you. Thank him for something for which you never thanked till now. Thank Baba, a new thank you. Give him a new thank you. New Utsav is a new festival. New vision. Create a new vision during Amrit Vela. New words. Don't use the same words. In the words also, just as a new language, in the same way, use new words while talking with Baba. New zinium is gift. New yogi life. Thank him for the yogi life and think of what are the things which should be there in yogi life, and new zeal, new zest, new enthusiasm for a new day. So this is a alphabet yoga, we called it, from A till Z. Bring these words and try to become the embodiment of those words. And the last part is service. What service, what newness? This is a single slide. This will require a separate class, so I will just tell you in short how to achieve newness in service. So this is a mnemonic which is made success in service. Starts from here. Start now. You all are coming from different countries. Think that now I have to start service. We have done enough service, but think now I have to start. And start upgrading all your skills. Learn new skills, computer skills, driving skills, or anything which you do not know. It might also be learning new language. So upgrade all your skills. Commit 100%. Check untapped area. If suppose you are living in one place, what are the areas? Take out the map from internet. This is the map of the place where you stay. What are the places where we have yet not reached? Industry, company, some college, dental college, medical college, where we have not been to. Reach there. Check those untapped area. Embrace the challenge of service. Soul consciousness, Sakash, these are all helpful in service. Set a timetable, enjoy, responsibility. Create a vision, a visualization of the service. Suppose you are going to some place and there you have to deliver a lecture. Visualize that at Amrit Vela only. Suppose you are giving a course to somebody. Imagine that at Amrit Vela only you are giving the course to that person. So, visualization, involve as many people as possible, be as much creative as possible in service, as much economical as possible, then this increase your general knowledge and note down all the goals like SMART approach, specific, measurable, aim, realistic and time bound, achievable, A is achievable. So this is some of the ways of bringing newness in service. So we have last 5 minutes with us. We will just try to revise all of this in 3-4 minutes. And so regarding this service is this, and this is the yoga. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.